Marion Shepherd, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. Date of birth is June 16th, 1971. This is for date of service, 10-18-2022. Mrs. Shepherd is a 51-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. The patient has a history of end-stage renal disease and is currently on chronic hemodialysis 3 times per week, and she is currently under the process of getting transplant clearance for a kidney. Her fistula is located on her left arm, and she goes to dialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 3 hours and 30 minutes each sitting. She also has a history of anemia of chronic disease, hyperphosphatemia, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. She denies any polydipsia or polyphagia. She reports any difficulty with swallowing or any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports some dry skin. The patient was noted to have a dominant nodule on the right measuring 3.1 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 2.3 centimeters. FNA biopsy of both of these nodules revealed benign pathology consistent with adenomatous nodular tissue. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, the patient had an FNA biopsy on the dominant nodule on the right, which measured 3.1 centimeters, and the dominant nodule on the left measuring 2.3 centimeters on May 26, 2022, indicating benign pathology consistent with follicular epithelium compatible with adenomatous nodular tissue. The patient is cleared from an endocrine perspective for her transplant clearance for her kidney. From this point, she is cleared from our perspective, and she may move forward with getting further clearance for her kidney transplant. Next number for her multinodular goiter, she will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in May of 2023. Next number for her end-stage renal disease, she will continue hemodialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and she goes to dialysis for 3 hours and 30 minutes for each sitting. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.